Unit 2. Honesty and Care.
Honesty is the best policy. Anonymous.
Reading actively. Reading, thinking, and analyzing. $7 and a bag of cookies.
40 years seems like a long time to remember the name of an acquaintance. I have forgotten the name of an old lady who was a customer on my paper route when I was a 12-year-old boy, back in 1959. Yet it seems like just yesterday that she gave me a lesson in forgiveness that I can only hope to pass on to someone else someday. On a Saturday afternoon, a friend and I were throwing rocks onto the roof of the old lady's house from a hidden place in her backyard. The object of our play was to observe how the rocks changed to missiles as they rolled to the roof's edge and shot out into the yard like comets falling from the sky. I found myself a perfectly smooth rock and sent it for a ride. However, the stone was too smooth. It slipped from my hand as I let it go and headed straight for a small window in the old lady's house. At the sound of broken glass, we took off from the old lady's yard faster than any of our missiles that had flown off her roof. I was too scared of getting caught that first night to be concerned about the old lady with the broken window. A few days later, however, when I was sure that I hadn't been discovered, I started to feel guilty for her misfortune. She still greeted me with a smile each day when I gave her the paper, but I was no longer able to feel comfortable in her presence. I made up my mind that I would save my paper delivery money, and 3 weeks later, I had the $7 that I calculated would cover the cost of her window. I put the money in an envelope with a note explaining that I was sorry for breaking her window and hoped that the $7 would cover the cost of repairing it. I waited until dark, went to the old lady's house, and put the envelope through the letter slot in her door. Then I couldn't wait for the freedom of, once again, looking straight into the old lady's eyes. The next day, I handed the old lady her paper and was able to return the warm smile that I was receiving from her. She thanked me for the paper and said, "Here, I have something for you." It was a bag of cookies. I thanked her and ate the cookies as I continued on my route. After several cookies, I felt an envelope and pulled it out of the bag. When I opened the envelope, I was surprised. Inside was the $7 and a short note that said, "I'm proud of you."